What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Southern Utah Thunderbirds, my man, looking good over there as always. Delaney Fitzgerald, I see you, Carl. I love the match. You got the black shirt, the hat. You know, I got the gray and the red. We've been matched today, Coach. See,
let me tell you, it took me a good 18 months to get some decent gear around here. And our D line coach bought this.
Okay, man.
Hey, we're on a shoestring here now. Things are tight.
I hear that, man. I must tell you, man, I love the gear. I love the colors. I love black, red, and gray. These are my colors. So you're on school, a color I love to wear. I got to get some gear for me, too, man.
Hey, when we get off here, you text me. I'll send you a T-shirt. Absolutely. Put it in the mail ASAP.
Sounds good, my brother.
Don't know how it happened. I grew up wearing green and gold, so I'm always fond of any team green and gold. And I know a lot of people don't like that color combination, but I do because it was my high school colors. Since graduation, I have went everything but blue and yellow. I haven't been with a blue team, haven't been with the yellow team, but I went red and black back to back.
You say, Coach, I'm going to tell you, man, growing up in Atlanta, you know, the Falcons, the Hawks, they're all that black, red base, the Braves are navy and red. So going to Tennessee State wearing the big blue threw me off. About even in high school, I was wearing black and red too.
You got it. So at least you stepped away from it for a little while.
Yes, but I'm right back to it as you speak.
Go Hawks.
Yes, indeed. And the coach of baskets, man, this time of year for you, man, you're getting ready for this camp to start here in August here. It's real soon, man. So how is the family with you right now as you enjoy your last days of before, you know, the battle really starts, man?
Yeah, the calm before the storm. We start practice 2 weeks from yesterday. My wife and kids have done a nice job of adjusting to my schedule. And then just that, I don't want to say that they get out of the way, but they get out of the way. They know to stay out of the way. You try to take some downtime and spend them with your children because after the season, they're another year older. And you know, you're missing every fall. So spending some time with my girls and doing some things and then just getting to see some things and some downtime and relaxation over these last couple of weeks. It helps you get through the fall. It helps you stay rejuvenated longer.
Now, I'm asking you this about how important your wife is, because I saw my dad with my mom. and how she centered my father when he was coaching in a crazy big commitment to the process. So how important is having a coach's wife who supports you and what you do and can hold the household down while you're out here trying to win games the way my mother did and your wife's doing right now?
You want an honest answer to this?
Sure. Always a little honest answers.
Okay. My wife is a tough nut to crack now, okay? A rough neck. My wife will give it to you straight, and you talk about keeping me grounded. She tells me every day how not worth a fizzle, and I'm using a different F word than she used, how not worth a fizzle I am. Now, when those paychecks come in, she ain't got no problem spending them and spending them with a smile on her face. I'm convinced if anything ever happens to her, Amazon gonna go completely out of business. But over the years, we've learned some give and take, and she's learned when to mess with me and when not to mess with me. I know that my wife's a big fan of me and of our coaching staff and of our football program. She's the biggest Thunderbird football fan there is. But as far as support and that type of stuff, no, I ain't getting much at the house verbally now. Not getting much verbally at all. I got a 13-year-old that's a techie, and she doesn't get into the sports side of things much, and she does her stuff. She likes video edits and those type of things to keep her busy, but she likes that. And then I got an 11-year-old daughter into it. My 11, you still there? My 11-year-old daughter is into our football program, and she wants to know names and numbers and wants to meet players. And anyway, really, really likes it. And she's fun to be around. We finish a ball game, win or lose. I know that she's on the field after the game. She'd have found her way by security and is on the field after the game trying to find me. So I always look for her also.
It's good to have your daughter and your kids who support what you do. Because I know for my father, it was important for me to be around. And of course, him having me around is why you're talking today, because without my dad showing me football and putting me in that environment, I wouldn't be able to talk to you the way I do today, because he showed me the way, and now my two boys are trying to follow me and do what I do. So when your kids are really into what you do and support you, man, it feels so good for us who work so hard. And when we get off our playing field with my radio, yours, football field, to have that family support right there for you.
No doubt. My mother and father are sports oriented. Both of my grandfathers are really into sports. One of my grandmothers, my aunts and uncles, sports oriented. It's the same thing. I didn't have a coach for a father. I had a factory worker. So I learned some mental and physical toughness from him. But yeah, the sports part of it is just kind of natural in our family.
No doubt. You know what, Coach Fitzgerald? You know what? My mom is a psychologist. So, you know, for me, I always had that mental, cerebral aspect of football and sports, because she was kind of my dad's good cop person, trying to get him to see it from a mental perspective. And I think he began over the later years to realize, think about players in their mental aspect of things. I know when we talked about this last year, we talked about how you want to prepare your guys, mentally prepare your guys, and how mental health is so important now to also being good on the field, being good in the classroom, but also caring about a young man's mental capacity as well to do good on and off the field.
That's interesting you said that. I could have used a psychologist in the family. I tell people all the time, but the two classes in college that stand out to me the most 25 years later, my psychology class taught me how screwed up I was. And then my sociology class taught me how screwed up my family was.
Well, I have a minor in psychology. I have a minor in it. So thanks to my mom, I got a minor in psychology. Thanks to my mom. So, Coach, I can help you out.
I got a major in strength and conditioning and a minor in football. You believe that?
I can believe it. I can believe that.
I didn't have but one choice. I needed to be pretty good at this profession. I was going to starve.
You're pretty damn good. I'm
serious. We're trying.
You're pretty damn good, man. I'll tell you that, man. And talk about this, man, how you're trying. Because I know I watched you last year, and I watched you all play. Like I told you before, I watched you play, and you all played hard. And I know it wasn't the most talented roster you wanted to have. But, man, your guys played well, considering all things. And you had, it was some tough battles. Some of you could have won, didn't. But the fact of the matter is, even though it wasn't sound as you were wanting it to be, they competed like heck for you. And if they had a little bit more, you know, locked in on certain things, you could have won some games would have been different, you know, last year. But talk about how you've gotten better, man, from that experience last year.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit and tell you we enjoyed the experience from last year, because a losing season is a losing season. And you are what your record says you are. But at the end of the season, boss man, we looked at our players and thought to ourselves, you know, hey, we got about as much out of them as we could get out of them. We were scrappy. We were gritty. We had some stick-to-itiveness. We came back play after play, week after week. You're right. If we were a little more talented, we'd have won another couple of games. If we'd have focused a tad bit better, we'd have won another couple of games. I blame myself for both of those. It's my job to recruit better and to recruit good players here. And then it's my job to keep them focused for 3 hours every Saturday. And I just got to be a little better at that. Going forward, love our recruiting class. We went out and signed 30 high school kids. We're really excited about them. We think, boss man, we think three or four of those young men are going to play this fall for us, and we're excited about that. But we think we have the best recruiting class in the country. 3 or 4 years from now, we'll know exactly what we have. We're excited about that. Our strength and conditioning staff is second to none. We've had a great offseason in the weight room. Our guys have gotten bigger, faster, stronger. We got some guys up on the squat 50 pounds, some guys up on their power clean 35 pounds. We guys that couldn't do Nordic hamstring curls a year ago now drop down to 10 Nordic hamstring curls. We're excited about those things because it matters on the field. And then our coaching staff. Our coaching staff, on and off, they've done a great job of getting our players to understand our offense, to understand our defense. And we're excited about that. From a player standpoint, then I'll quit running my mouth.
You're good, man.
We returned 7 or 8 starters. We returned 7 or 8 starters on offense. We may have the best quarterback receiver tandem in FCS football in Justin Miller and Isaiah Wooden. We've got a 4-year starter quarterback, 3-year starter quarterback. It's going to be the school's all-time leading passer in every category. And then we've got maybe the fastest player in school history playing wide receiver for us, who's got a chance. He's got a chance to play in the professional ranks as a kick returner, punt returner, maybe even a wide receiver with a good senior year. We return our starting tailback. We return our second leading receiver. We return our tight ends. We return 4 out of our 5 starters on the offensive line. We like where we're at offensively. We flip over on defense. We think our front 7 on defense is as good as anybody in the country. Tennessee State, you know, Kennesaw State, all the guys, all the teams in your area. Furman thinks they got a great football team. Our front 7's better than Furman's. Samford thinks they're going to make the playoffs and win a couple of games. Our front 7's better than they are. We're really good, our front 7 on defense. Now, we've got to find our DBs. And we went out and hit the portal. We signed 4 portal DBs, and we took 4 high school kids also. So we're bringing in 8 new players at DB. We've got to get some production and get an understanding of the defense out of those guys. And if we do, we got a chance to be pretty good. We replaced both specialists. We brought in a transfer punter that we really like. And then our kicking position, our place kicking and kickoff duties are still up in the air. Still a battle there, still open. We brought back our long snapper, who's as good as anybody in the country. And that's where we stand right now. Excited. Our schedule's a war daddy. The first 5 weeks of our schedule, probably going to be underdogs 4 times. Play 2 FBS teams in Arizona State, BYU. But we got to get excited about those. Boss man, I'll tell you this. If we're healthy coming out of week 2, week 3, we've got a chance to do some damage in the United Athletic Conference in November. October, November, we've got a chance to do some damage.
Defensive Coach Fitzgerald, do you feel like you'll play more zone and try to protect those new guys? Look, let's first of all kind of keep everything in front of them for a little while, just to kind of get those guys feel that way before you start playing more cover one, more and more man stuff, more combo approaches. Because I know we have young DBs or DBs who don't know the system the way you want them to. Song usually protects them for a little while until they get their feet wet.
Well, the easiest thing for an incoming corner to do is to play man to man. Let's line up and play man to man. You know, been doing it since they were 10 years old. They've been doing it on all the 7-on-7 teams, but just line up and play man to man. We're going to line up and play man to man outside unless we can't. Now, if we're incapable of doing that at this level now, we've got to get into some zone and play some 2, 3, and 4 and do some zone blitzing and some zone fires and stuff. We'll have to get into some of that. But we would like to play man outside and then play 9-on-9 inside if we can. Boss man, we brought in a corner that played 13 games for Pitt last year, played in a bowl game for Pitt at corner and special teams. He needs to help us. We brought in a kid that played in some games at BYU, and he needs to help us. And then we brought in a young man that played at UNLV last year. We need those three to really help us. And then we have another transfer DB that's a wild card, and we're hoping he's going to help too.
I hear that, Coach. You know what, Coach? How much do you think the altitude that you all trained in helps you all when you go on the road, or the folks come play you at home? Because I know when I go to Denver and Utah, I feel it myself. So how does that altitude you all have, that advantage you all have for us attitude down there, helps you for home games and when you go to the road, knowing that you're more conditioned based on what you're training already?
Yeah, you're talking to me. What's Atlanta, about 1,000 feet elevation?
Yes.
Yeah, so we're at 6,000 feet. We're at 6,000 feet, and kind of give you this. The teams will fly in here, and a lot of them will charter right into town. So they fly right into town here. But we'll have other people that'll fly into Vegas, and they drive up. Well, Vegas is 1,000 feet elevation. From Vegas to here is 6,000 feet, and you don't even know it unless you're looking at your gas gauge. Unless you're looking at the gas gauge on the bus of the car, you don't know that you're climbing. But it's a steady 1-2% grade increase for 2.5 hours. But yes, I'll give you the pluses and the minuses. The altitude here at 6,000 feet. The altitude here, it gives us a huge home field advantage. But then you flip, and we go to Texas and Arkansas and Kentucky and Alabama and all that in September. We go there in September and October. Well, the humidity hits us right in the face.
Yes.
So at home, advantage. On the road, it's a disadvantage. Yeah, people. I'm a mid-Atlantic East Coast guy. People back home don't understand. Yeah, there's not much humidity up in these mountains now.
No, and like to right now, it's storming outside. When I checked my mail, I came back sweating. It's going to my mailbox to come in and talk to you.
you were sweating in a rainstorm.
Yes.
Yeah, around here, the average this time of year is about 85 degrees and no humidity. And we usually got a nice, smooth breeze, too. It's a nice place in the summertime.
88% humidity, according to my weather app right now, Coach.
I could, if I knew how to work this phone, I'd flip the camera around and show you how pretty it is here right now. It's all blue skies, baby blue skies, as far as you can see.
And see, and next week, I have covered a tennis tournament next week here in Atlantic Station. So every day matches start at 11 a.m. Atlanta time. So I'll be in my sunscreen and my khakis and my long sleeve SPF shirt so I don't get any sunburn. But I feel bad for the players who play tennis in Atlanta, Georgia, middle of the day with the humidity. So I play tennis and run like crazy.
Y'all going to find out who wants it and who don't.
Yes, you got that right.
To find out who it matters to.
Yes.
So we break loose in camp in 2 weeks. We'll go at 6 a.m. So we'll go from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. practice, and then we'll come back and do a walkthrough from 6:30 to 7:30 at night. But even with it being really nice here and not very hot, we still avoid the heat.
100%. And you know, Coach, your heat's different than my heat, of course, but I love your heat out there. It's good. It's good for me. And let me ask you this, Coach, United Athletic Conference, tell me about that conference and about what you all are going to be doing now together as one, and how happy you are to be a part of a conference so exciting with different styles of football from all over the country.
Yeah, I don't get real worked up and excited about the name of the conference because I don't think it's great. I don't think the logo is very good either. However, the schools, the universities in the conference are very, very good and got a chance to play really, really good football. And it's the WAC conference joining with the A-Sun conference, and it was us and Utah Tech and Sam Houston and Stephen F. Austin and Abilene Christian and Tarleton State. We were all in the same conference, and we needed 2 or 3, 4 more schools to join the conference in order for us to get the automatic qualifier and to get a second and maybe third team into the national playoffs. So we combined with the A-Sun, and the A-Sun was Kennesaw State, Eastern Kentucky, North Alabama, Austin Peay, and Central Arkansas. So now we're all in the same conference. And then Texas Rio Grande. Texas Rio Grande adds football in 2025. There's an interesting dynamic, boss man. 30,000 students. 30,000 students, 28,000 Hispanic students. So that's going to be a great atmosphere for a home football game starting in 2025. But excited about them. We all went in together, got a chance to be a Eastern Kentucky's been as good in football as anybody's been in the last 50 years. And then we flip over and it doesn't get much better than Stephen F. Austin. Tarleton's doing some good things. Abilene Christian's a good program. But all that being said, this fall, Central Arkansas probably has the most talented team in the conference. And then they're in a close second with Eastern Kentucky and Austin Peay. But we're excited to get it going and get it off and get it started. Need to start getting some name recognition for the United Football Conference.
Are you all playing near me at all? Are y'all coming to play Central, Austin Peay, Kennesaw, or Eastern Kentucky?
We do not. 24. In 2023, Austin Peay and Central Arkansas come here. So it is my understanding that we will go. We're going to go to three out of the four. So we're gonna go to out of the four, Eastern Kentucky, North Alabama, Central Arkansas, Austin Peay. We will go to three out of those four and 24.
Well, I'll make sure to come one of them games to support you, man. I'll be there. You got my word on that.
Well, two things. You're coming. You're coming as my guest, and I'm also probably going to make you give a pregame speech too.
I can do that. Hey, I'll really get them hyped up, though. That's my job, coach.
Get them fired up now.
Hey, I'm good at that, but I love doing that, man. You know, I'm excited for what you all are going to do, man. I really am because I like the idea of playing different schools. And I know I've talked to Coach Casey down at South San Francisco State about the conference, too. He's excited by it as well, man. You know, Austin Peay's the old OVC rival. Now, I have friends at Austin Peay. I do. And, but like, yeah. I don't like y'all still. I can't get that up my head. Let's go, P. Like, and when I heard a kid, because I'm like, Coach, I'll tell you a story, quick funny story. We was playing Austin P, and they were saying, "Let's go, P." And the kid said, "Daddy, I don't have to pee." We all just laughed, Coach.
They used to have those T-shirts. I was at UT Martin. I was at UT Martin. We didn't like them either, but they had those T-shirts that said, "Go P." I said, "That'd be a great T-shirt."
When that kid said it, we heard it, we just all started laughing. He said, "Daddy, I don't have to pee."
I don't have to.
So, yeah, man, like, so for me, I can't stay in Austin Peay. I have friends there. I love the AD Gerald and all of my friends, but I'm like, I can't get with that. I still have that itch. Like, I don't like you. I'm telling you.
Gerald and I go back 20 years. So, yeah, I used to work for a young coach trying to get my name out there, trying to get a decent job. I used to work Tennessee summer camp. And, of course, Gerald was Phil Fulmer's right-hand man at Tennessee. So, Gerald and I go back a long time. One of the highlights of media day last week was getting to hang out with Gerald a little bit.
Yeah, man, Gerald's doing a heck of a job, man. I think his dad still coaches in South Carolina State, I think. His dad still coaches. So, I mean, so Gerald's dad is a legend, too.
Eric Seifert is the compliance director at Frostburg State University in Maryland. And Eric was with Gerald's father at South Carolina State. So they're big buddies.
Yeah, Coach. Yeah, man. So, Coach, it's funny how me and you have so many people who intersect our lives who we had the 6 degrees of us, man. It's so funny how people who we know the same people, man. It's funny how life is, man.
Sports brings a lot of people together.
You got that right, Coach. And I'm so thankful that we're able to come together, Coach. And I love our chats, man. And I'm going to be cheering like heck for you, man, because I know you put in the work, man. I know you are about your players and about this program, man. I want to be successful, man. So, you know, I'm in your corner always, buddy.
My man, I appreciate you. Appreciate your time interviewing me.
Anytime. I love it, man. Anytime, buddy.
Boss, man, talk to you soon.
All right, man. What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers.
including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Gerald the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.